Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Melanie Archerbeck and Megan Marshall from Price City, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite events in the Castle Country area, and that's going to be the Price City Renaissance Festival. It's coming up on May 2nd and 3rd. It's a pleasure to have you both in the studio. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Aiden.
I'm glad I'm awake.
that's the fun part of these early morning time slots, but you know, when the Renaissance Festival is around, I can hardly sleep myself because it's so exciting what's happening. And you know, I think a good place to start is going to be that price point, because that's going to be a big emphasis. Is it's free. This is free entertainment.
Free dollars. That's the best price. Free to come and attend this festival. You don't want to miss it.
Now, let's jump back. Let's start off our interview by kind of jumping back to the origin of the Renaissance Festival. You know, when you think about Renaissance festivals, you don't necessarily think Price, Utah. You think, you know, Oregon, Orem. You think some of these bigger cities. So having it in a rural area, what inspired you guys to start this?
Laziness.
Just said
you're
doing it.
Yeah. we're doing a thing. Oddly enough, I was too busy to attend a Renaissance festival and somehow thought this was a much better idea. We'll start our own then. And it started out very small. We had like 20 vendors on Main Street, and it just blew up. The attendance really just surprised us all. And we went from 20 vendors to 100 vendors to 150 vendors. Our entertainers have just gotten bigger and better over the years. So lots of growth in a short amount of time.
And you know, about those vendors, it has sold out this year. You've sold out of vendor slots now. What can people expect from this year's set of vendors?
Oh, we are very meticulous about vetting our vendors. We want to make this whole experience feel immersive. So we make sure that what they're selling fits within the theme. And there's so much to shop for, and a lot of food vendors too, am I right?
Yes, I'm looking forward to turkey legs.
Turkey legs!
You can't go wrong with the turkey legs. An absolute hit during the Price City Renaissance Festival. I really like the effort you guys put into vetting these vendors. I mean, you want to keep with the theme of a Renaissance Festival. You don't want someone throwing something out of pocket out there, you know, something. You want it to keep with the theme, and I really like that attention to detail. And something else that attention to detail really shows in is the entertainment options at this. I mean, seeing it, you got people in armor fighting each other. Where else are you going to see that?
Right? The Order of the Silver Rose is who is coming down this year, and they are a phenomenal group. It is amazing to see real swords, real steel, real axes. They are battling it out. This is not LARPing. This is real serious fighting. It's amazing.
Now, whenever I see one of the videos from the order, it catches me off guard, because I'm like, yeah, this looks like it's gonna be fun. They start hitting each other. You're like, get him. You know, it's so fun. I'm so glad to see that they're coming to the Price City Renaissance Festival. And you guys also have just a wide variety of other entertainment as well. So what other entertainment options can people expect from the Ren Faire this year?
Yeah, we've got fire performers, we've got falconists, we've got stilt walkers, we've got live musicians, we've got character actors that will be walking throughout the park and doing crowd engagement, and then a whole lot of activities as well. What are some of your favorite activities, Mel?
The costume contest.
Yes.
So I encourage everybody who can come out and dress up. We have fantasy character, historical. You can win a prize.
Cash money.
Yes, cash. I want to enter that. Just come out and have fun.
You look at the size of crowds. You've mentioned year after year. This is the fourth year you guys have been doing the Ren Faire. It gets bigger and bigger each year. I mean, last year, wasn't it about 20,000 people were in attendance?
20,000 mm-hmm. people.
And it was raining, too.
In the rain. That's how dedicated we are.
You know, and it shows how impressed people are with this Ren Faire. I mean, willing to show up in the rain to experience this. Shows how in-depth this festival is. So big shout out to you guys for putting this all together. This is something that I know the community loves, and people from outside the community will love to come to in droves.
Absolutely. A lot of our vendors are from out of the area, so you'll see a lot of shopping experiences that you haven't had before. Our entertainers are coming from in and out of the area. Lots of unique entertainment options that have been curated just for this festival. And then the amount of activities that we have that are for families and for everyone that are, again, free. Did we mention that it was free? But we've got a lot of really new, exciting surprises this year, including the after party. You don't want to miss that. We have the Garden Tavern. The beer garden is back as well. And the King's Feast is something I'm really looking forward to.
And let's talk about the King's Feast for a second, because this is a rare case where this is a ticketed event for the Ren Festival. So what is the King's Feast, and how can someone get a ticket for it?
Yeah, it's very exclusive. Very exclusive. There's a limited amount of seats available, but if you pay $25, it's very reasonable, $25 for your ticket, you get a full course meal from Reuben's Barbecue. It's going to be amazing. And you get live entertainment that's exclusive just to this dinner. You get armored duel combat. You get souvenirs and mementos from this festival or from this dinner. It's so amazing.
And the king and queen will be there.
Of course. You gotta love the photo ops.
Now, let's dive into a more personal level for this. We've talked about kind of the nitty-gritty, who's going to be there, when it is. But on a more personal level, what are you guys most excited for about this year's rendition of the Ren Fair?
I'm really looking forward to the new falconists that are coming. They're bringing five live birds of prey, and they'll be on stage showing us what they can do, educating us about these magnificent birds flying through the crowd. It's new, it's exciting, but also the after party with really new, exciting fire performances that have never been seen before. It's debuting here.
I'm there. I'm so down.
Now, we talked about that there is a website people can go to for more information. How can they get to this website?
PriceCityUtah.com for all of the information to purchase tickets to the King's Feast, to see the live schedule of when everything is happening. If you need to contact us, all through PriceCityUtah.com.
PriceCityUtah.com. It's really easy to remember, too. I love how easy it is to find information on this festival and everything else going on in Price. Now, Melanie, Megan, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
What do you say, Mel?
I expect all my students to come out, dress up, support me. It's a great community event, and I've been so blessed that my sisters let me tag along and be a part of it for the last 4 years.
This is definitely put on by a lot of support in the community. Price City sponsors this. Our sponsors that contribute toward this, we got to love them. And so it's great to see everyone come together and just come out and enjoy yourself. It's supposed to be beautiful weather.
Well, Megan, Melanie, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Megan Marshall and Melanie Archerback, and we were talking about the upcoming Price City Renaissance Festival. That's going to be on May 2nd and May 3rd. More information is available on PriceCityUtah.com. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.